Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, he got him. And a miserable night for the Red Sox comes to a close. 8-1, Cleveland salvages the finale. Life without Roman Anthony not off to a great start.
It sounds harsh, but we have to move on, right? We've got to put that uniform on today and try to win a game. And we've been through this before. I expect the group to do the same thing.
Was Will Fleming with a disappointed call of the Red Sox game last night, an 8-1 loss to the Guardians.
It wasn't that close.
And then Alex Cora. No, it wasn't. It was, if you could take away one inning, they had a chance because things really fell apart in the second inning. But for those of us that hate bullpen games and openers, that was an example of why I hate such things, because that was just, I mean, you were bringing in Jordan Hicks in the first inning. In the first inning of a game, we also get the answer to the trivia question, thanks to Will Fleming. Last Red Sox player to close out a game and then start the very next game.
That's right. Was?
Calvin Schiraldi in 1987. I remember Calvin Schiraldi.
I would never have guessed Schiraldi.
No, I wouldn't have either. But
year after the World Series, I wanted to never think about him again after his meltdown in Game 6.
I was also a little fat Andy back at the time, so it was a long time ago. I wouldn't have guessed anybody from that era. But Red Sox lose 8-1 first game without Roman Anthony. We'll talk more about that as the show rolls on. But we've gotten a lot of reaction to the Stephon Diggs situation with NBC Sports Boston, Phil Perry, and Tom Curran, and Diggs' expectations for the season. So let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Start things off with Chris in Holyoke. What's up, Chris? Chris!
Oh, no, it's Brezbot.
Hey, guys.
It's Brezbot. Bye, Brezbot.
Oh, Chris, you're
sorry.
In outer space. Come back to Earth and call us from land.
Call us back, Chris, and we'd love to get your Diggs thoughts, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Brian and Bill Ricca. What are your thoughts on Diggs, Brian?
Hey, guys, two things real quick. When Stephon Diggs came to the team and he was rehabbing, I think this is on the team. Why would he switch rehab teams during the offseason / training camp and go to a new doctor? That doesn't make any sense. And one last point, on your last one of the last points you made before the break, Tom Curran, I'm sorry, he's not one of the most popular local sports guys. People listen to him because it makes them angry, and it's kind of disgusting, honestly. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Brian.
Well,
I'm sure you're
Brian,
looking
how do
forward.
You feel about Tom Curran? Tell us next time.
Oh, 60 minutes from now when we're talking to Tom Curran here on WEEI Afternoons. And I'm sorry, you don't have to like Tom Curran. You don't have to like anybody. But he is one of the most experienced and most popular media members on the Patriots beat. He has
connected
been,
and well-versed, Andy.
Since the 90s. I mean, he's worked his way up through the writing system and then eventually at NBC Sports Boston and Quick Slants. And he's notable, was national for a while with NBC. We do hits with him here, obviously. He's well-connected, well-known, well-liked. A lot of people listen to Tom Curran, and a lot of people talk to Tom Curran, which makes him a very interesting person to contact with. The Diggs situation with switching rehab teams, I was not aware that this was a situation. So, Fitzy, I'm not sure if you had any knowledge of that Brian speaketh of.
But that does sort of ring a bell, as in, I'm working with these guys. Okay, now we'd love for you, now that you're part of the team, we'd love for you to take your rehab here. And he's like, no, it's going really well elsewhere. And as of right now, can you argue with the results, Andy? I mean, he's now 10 months removed from surgery, and he looks like he's as quick as ever.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to question. Based on I thought he would start camp on PUP, and then there'd be the question as to whether he starts the season on PUP, and then we saw him, and I went down there the first day at camp, and I was like, well, good thing he's not on PUP because he looks ready. There's a bounce in his step. The health is the most insignificant aspect of the summer for Stephon Diggs, right? Like, I don't... He's been out there. The management of the health has been more critical, and that's where, you know, Vrabel has talked about getting him ready and not putting him out there in preseason games and the different ways they've managed that.
He did look good in the joint practices, though. If you remember the footage of him, and I know how much you love one-on-ones, just like you love some of the other many things in the heart of
PFF, they should grade one-on-ones. That would be
there, like, you go.
My
Let's
dream.
Do PFF one-on-ones coming up next. So he looked good. I mean, he cooked. He did his... he still could move. He still had some games, still had some giddy up, not a lot of hitches. And I think people should take heart in the idea that there weren't a lot of like, oh, it's a Steph Diggs maintenance day. Like, dude was getting after it every day. Now, it was coach's decision to not put him in beyond the joint practices into the pretend season games, because I think they know there's not much to prove. The guy's got book. The guy's got tape. The guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, my only concern that I've brought up is all these guys I've interviewed, talked to, dealt with over the years, and talking about, you know, you're in shape and you know you can cut and you've done all that, but you still need to get that first hit, that first tackle right on the leg.
Get tuned up.
Pop up and be like, oh, yeah. It's fine. Nothing feels out of whack. I'm good to go now. And once you shake that off, that's sort of the final step in the whole process. But no, this has never really been about his knee. This has been about the boat and the pink stuff and not talking to the media and the management and why is he out there for this but not for this? And is he late for practice? Is he not late for practice? Was he just doing something else that we weren't told about? And it'd be easier to talk about that if he answered questions with the media. Like, that's what this is all about. And then the Phil Perry comment that clearly bothered him, right? Being called a bit of a pain in the posterior would probably bother me, too. But then there's also those, like, that idea, like, oh, did I hit too close to home? Did I strike a nerve? Do you know you've been a little bit of a pain in the posterior? So it's all interesting, and it's all something we're going to talk about with Tom Karn, as I said, at 3:30. But we do need to get to these Red Sox up next here on WEEI Afternoons. We need to get to Jordan Hicks. We need to get to the guy who's not named Greg Maddux, who threw 90 miles an hour but made the Red Sox look like they were facing Greg Maddux, striking out against a mediocre pitcher yesterday quite a bit. And I have a simple question. Was the performance last night by your Red Sox, was that a reaction to the Roman Anthony injury, or was that just a simple one-off bad baseball game that started with a bullpen opener?